What's your name?
My name is Dennis Hanratty. I'm from No War Westchester, and I'm also from the Progressive News Network in Westchester.
Which just got started.
Yes, yes. We started just under a year ago because for the same reason FAIR is organized this demonstration down here, is the corporate media is literally drowned out any alternative voices, any voices of opposition. The corporate media is just, it's like state radio, state TV. All they're doing is regurgitating official lines. You know, even our founding fathers warned against the power of the concentrated media, but we're seeing media concentrated more and more in this country. And so a bunch of us in Westchester got together because we were so outraged by the corporate media's performance leading up to the war, and you couldn't get any kind of alternative voice in there, that we decided to form our own network. Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, who's sponsoring this demonstration, you may be aware, they did a survey, they did an analysis of the three corporate networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, plus PBS, the NewsHour with McNeil, a week before the war started and a week after the war started. Of 393 guests, only three out of 93 were peace voices. So all we were, the American public was just inundated with militaristic analysis, militaristic propaganda. They were running general after general and throwing in front of me, what we should do, how we should prosecute the war, not whether this war was justified, not whether this war was legal, which clearly it's not under international law. So we saw the American people steamrolled, stampeded into this war fervor, and we saw the corporate media basically just cheerleading the administration's war propaganda and its lies, never critically analyzing those things. Recently, the New York Times and the Washington Post have both come out with mea culpas. Oh, we should have been more critical. That's very easy for them to do a year later. Where were they on last February 15th when 20 million people around the world were protesting this, saying there weren't no weapons of mass destruction? The United States had no reason to intervene in a domestic issue, of an sovereign nation. But other people are out on the streets saying this, 20 million people around the world. And we said, those voices have got to be heard. They're not getting out there on the corporate media. So we started the Progressive News Network, basically as an anti-war voice. We've done a lot of shows on the war, about the economic cost of the war, other things like the USA Patriot Act. But we're also talking about how it affects local people in Westchester. You'll see Chuck Bell over here who's got a sign, and we talk about the economic cost and even how it's breaking it down to New York State and New York City. We've done a similar thing for Westchester. But we felt the Progressive News Network is a voice to get radical interpretations, news and analysis that's not regularly available on the corporate media.
Now, there aren't a lot of ways for the rank and file citizenry of the United States to get involved in the media. You've done it. What was the biggest challenge?
Well, it really wasn't all that difficult. I mean, part of this whole thing with FAIR is, there's a whole movement for independent media now. We have to say, because the corporate media has virtually excluded voices of opposition, we've got to create our own media. And with the Progressive News Network, what we've done, we found our own little niche. We said we can get on local community public access stations. And as long as you have sponsors in every town, they have to give you airtime, and that's what we've been doing. So I think anybody who's a media activist has got to be creative. How can we get the word out there? And it's very, very difficult because people are being bombarded by these corporate messages, by these militaristic messages, and people get drummed into this war fever. And how do we counter that? And it's difficult, you say. Well, you've got to get like-minded people in your communities. Think about this. Start analyzing things. Look for alternative media. And there's a lot of sources out there. I tell people they can go to their public libraries and they can find out what's really going on. You can go to alternative bookstores. There's a lot of things even on the regular newsstands, alternative magazines. The Progressive, The Nation, In These Times. So there's a lot of voices out there, but except they're being marginalized. The reality is most people get their news and information from television, and that's why we decided to create a news network to broadcast on cable TV. Because even though we thought it's going to be a little bit of a time to get there, but it's going to be word of mouth, we thought in a year or two more and more people are going to talk about it. We're trying to get Democracy Now! On Amy Goodman's award-winning show to be broadcast on all the Westchester cable access stations. And we're also expanding to Rockland now. We're having a Spring Valley or Haverstraw is going to be picking up PNN pretty soon also. So we think public access community TV is one means to get out there. But now, remember, we're going to be competing against these major corporate networks. We think we're just filling a little niche. But we're hoping to build on that get our word out there. We're getting favorably reviewed. You may have seen there was an article about us in the Journal News that ran very well. We've been very favorably received by wherever we've gone. We think we're producing good quality information, and we think that there's a thirst out there for real alternative information and analysis, but people aren't getting it. When you talk to people, they want to hear this kind of stuff, but it's a question of getting it out there and then producing it. And we're doing this on a voluntary basis. We have no budget or anything, so you know how that is. So it makes it even doubly difficult.
Do you have a website?
Yes, we do. Chuck, what is our website for PNN?
www.progressivenewsnetwork.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.